First date. The first date is a job interview, according to Seinfeld. It doesn't matter whether it's the first date or you've been married for 47 years. The principles of the system still apply. You got the phone number, called her, and the date is a go. So what do you do now? Before the date, cruise her address. You don't want to be late because she lives in a 1,000-unit apartment complex and you can't find it, or because there's no place to park. Survey the restaurant, but not on the date, for noise nuisances like extra loud music and banging dishes. The environment can be a blocker or a helper. Make sure you'll be seated promptly when you arrive. Overdress for the occasion and go light on the cologne. Why? Because we want her to lean over to smell it. Oh yeah, one more thing. As my cousin General Love would say, I want to see my face in those boots. The idea is to look too clean, unless you are in a band, in which case she hates soap and water. If you're only going to a restaurant, choose one with a dance floor and use it. Otherwise, go bowling or play miniature golf. In order to gauge her interest level, you will need to see her body language. This isn't possible when you're busy dodging potholes on the road, so keep time spent in the car to a minimum. Also, stay out of the theaters for the first three dates. You can't conduct the job interview when you're both staring at a movie screen. There's no interplay. Shooting pool at a pool hall with good music and a great deli is always a good option for a first date. Hey, you can teach her how to hold the stick. Women with low interest level will hate these inexpensive activities. You see, the professional dater only has 40 to 49% interest level in you, so she figures you should be paying for her time with steak, lobster, and caviar. If you already suspect that Miss Wright has low interest level, meet only for coffee or for one glass of wine in order to verify your hunch and practice the system. And if you've already bought her three triple Jack and Cokes, you have the right to banter and ask her some questions, don't you? Fair is fair. Arrive 5 minutes early to residence. Take slow, deep breaths while sitting in your car. Knock on her door at exactly the right time. When the door opens, smile and say, "Showtime." Because she gave you her phone number, she has a good impression of you. Now her positive feelings have to grow. Let's say Caprice's interest level in Tom was 60% initially. At the end of the date, her interest level will either be higher or lower. The experts don't know about the degrees of love. This scorekeeping, which determines who Caprice spends her time with, is dependent on what you do and say and how you do it and say it. She tags a number on your performance and then, looking in the mirror, asks herself the big question, do I want to see him again? If her interest level is 61% or higher, the answer will be yes. During the date, don't give her gifts, especially flowers, or act if it's the first date in your whole long, lonely, horny, desperate life. Don't tell her, like most guys do, that you want her to have your baby, even if it's true. Always wait until the second date. Just kidding. Listen, when a man doesn't act like a pair of hungry 500-pound Bengal tigers with six kittens that haven't eaten in a week, cornering a sick water buffalo, it confuses her. Even though she could have any guy in town, she'll be knocked senseless by your inaction. Another benefit of holding back during the first date is that it drives up the woman's interest level. You go from 61 to 65% interest level when you don't look like a man in the desert searching for water. And you show her some class by keeping your mitts to yourself. During your first date, let Miss Wright do most of the talking and look at her eyes, not at the waitress's legs. Be a good listener, because then she'll think you're sincere, even if you aren't. And no touching, because we want her to touch you first. Love always lasts a lot longer when they come to us. Keep the conversation light and funny. If she presses you about why you got rid of your last girlfriend, tell her that your ex was an inflexible taker. You'll be covered. Here are some more do's and don'ts. Don't drive like a car tester for road and track. And limit yourself to two drinks for the evening. Don't get mushy or talk about your interest level in her. She only cares about hers in you. Leave out your negative feelings, your insecurities, and don't brag about your Porsche. Memorize everything she says and does, especially when she talks about her exes. Why? Because you want to verify the system by learning from their mistakes. Practice your manners. Show her you weren't born in a barn. How would you want your sister to be treated? In spite of what the feministas preach, women like gentlemen. During your date, don't, under any circumstance, make another date or talk about the future. If you do, you'll dramatically reduce the odds of your being in it. If she asks you to come into her home, be a challenge by turning her down, even though you're dying to say yes. This is your chance to be the only guy in the history of mankind to have a big day at work tomorrow, or a headache. This could make the Guinness Record Book. As my uncle used to tell me, listen, Junior, women are like a marathon, not a 100-yard dash. So pace yourself. Make Miss Wright feel comfortable on the first date. It will raise her interest level. She'll give you an encore when you phone next week. This is an example of practicing self-control, which you'll find on the Truth Triangle. Her interest level will rise from 65 to 69% because you didn't call her the day after your date and throw up all over your cell phone. Golly gee, I sure had a good time. Did you? No one has ever waited a week to call Caprice after a first date, but Tom did, and he's a winner. To kiss or not to kiss, that is the question. Listen closely. After you pull into her driveway, open the car door for her and walk her to her door without talking. If you're absolutely sure she'll see you again, because you know her interest level is higher than it was at the beginning of the date, no smooching. The reason for this is so she'll want to kiss you more the next time. If her interest level is below the 50-yard line, or if she gives you mixed signals, kiss her. This will force her hand, so you can blow her off ASAP when she says, "I don't kiss on the first date," or when she turns and you end up kissing the side of her head. If she gives you a good kiss, you underrated her interest level, so she's still in the game. This rarely, 12.5% of the time, happens, but it does. Only clinically sane women with good attitudes and high interest level respond positively to the system. On the other hand, the system naturally brings out the worst in the worst and flushes out bad attitudes so you can drop the time wasters and move on to those who are worthy of your presence. Remember that on the first date, she's the one interviewing for the job.